Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. The driver of a pickup left a trail of debris in South Whiteville that ended with a standoff at the Murphy gas station off J.K. Powell Boulevard Friday evening. The truck struck several vehicles before smashing several gas pumps around 6 p.m. The driver reportedly barricaded himself in the store for a short time, and he was taken into custody without injury. Whiteville police were assisted by Columbus and Bladen County deputies and the Chadburn Police. Meanwhile, four people are facing multiple drug trafficking charges after an investigation by the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. Jonathan Cumby, Linda Nicole Gore, Skylar Long, and Teresa Marie Hersey are in jail under secure bonds for trafficking in opioids, sale of marijuana, and possession of stolen property. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will release more on the case later today. An alleged murderer and two other inmates have been charged with planning to kill a law enforcement officer and effect a jailbreak. Natrell McKinney's, 28, Javon Bowen, 28, and a 17-year-old were arrested this past Wednesday, according to the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation. McKinney's was in custody in the Granville Correction Center on three unrelated murder charges. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A student at Southeastern Community College was injured this past Wednesday when a firearm fell from a vehicle and discharged. The student was transported to Columbus Regional with non-life-threatening injuries. No other students were involved, and there was never a danger to other people on campus, the school said in a press release. Despite the cold temperatures Saturday evening, the Whiteville Christmas extravaganza was one of the largest ever. The parade was followed by Santa's arrival at the Vineland Station Depot. There was music, food trucks, and a whole lot more. And if you were not able to attend the parade, make sure you look for it soon at Columbus County TV on YouTube. This Saturday, there will be two big Christmas events in Whiteville. Gerganus Farm Store will be hosting their flock swap and livestock sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas from the Heart Sale is going to be taking place, featuring one-of-a-kind gifts from local artisans. The market will also host a tack swap. So if you have spare saddles, horse gear, or other accessories lying around, bring them to the free swap and sale. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. This Saturday night, holiday festivities will be taking place in Fair Bluff with the Christmas tree lighting at the Visitor Center prior to the Christmas parade, which begins at 6 o'clock. And if you have a holiday event taking place over the next couple of weeks, let us know about it. We've got all the information where you can email your details at ColumbusCountyNews.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.